GWA Backstage. It is Kitten Gem, and obviously I am here to record another audio for you, but this one is not of the kinky or erotic nature, which I hope is okay. I kind of just found out that GWA Backstage was a thing and saw that people recorded questionnaires and surveys and just kind of general kind of get to know you things or question things, which I like. One, because I like to talk. I talk a lot. I can't talk a lot. And I think doing things like this, it's always good to know that, you know, we're not all just these random floating voices on the internet, that we have personality and that we have personas and there are actual people behind these voices. And so I saw all these surveys and thought they were a good idea. So this is going to be me doing one. This one is called the latest kinky sexy GWA questionnaire, posted by a user JM_Delphi. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I found this through them, just kind of poking around at the questionnaires. So I'm gonna answer some questions and just talk to you guys because I can, and I don't know, hopefully there's some conversation or some talking points in here, but maybe just to give you guys a chance to know me better, which hopefully is okay. I hope nobody's disappointed that this isn't me moaning into a microphone for a few minutes, but we're gonna give this a shot. So first question, that says, for noobs especially, what would you like to be called? Obviously my username is Kitten Gem, so Kitten Gem. I don't know, I'm not really picky with pet names. I don't mind being called pet night or pet names by strangers, but it depends on with the context. I am a little off put by people that send, you know, call me some pet name right off the bat and then get really dirty right away. That's just, I mean, I get that I'm on a site that's erotically based, but I still think there needs to be a level of courtesy shown between people. So I don't mind pet names, you know, baby girl, little girl, sweetie, honey, baby, whatever. I don't mind. I'm fairly easy. So whatever you feel like calling me is fine. What is your most impressive or go-to party trick? Don't have one, not that I can think of. I don't party often. I don't know. I just don't. But I guess an easier answer to this question would be, or what I want to answer this question with is more of what I'm like drunk, maybe. I'm a very happy drunk. I'm a very flirtatious and affectionate drunk, and I love everybody, and I just want to hug everybody and hold everybody's hand and tell everyone that I love them, and I'm giggly and I'm that type of person. I'm definitely not an angry drunk at all. I'd like to think I'm the type of kind of silly, goofy drunk person you'd want to have around, but maybe that's just me tooting my own horn. So no party trick, but I don't know, maybe just being a good drunk is my party trick. Is that a thing? I'm gonna say that's a thing. What is the first musical artist you remember hearing or favorite childhood artists and bands? Oh God. Okay. So, I guess I could say currently, but I guess this has kind of always been a thing. I really love 80s music. I was raised on it, especially 80s rock and 80s metal. My mom likes all of that music. She likes a lot of hair metal. One of my first like 80s bands I remember very vividly is Bon Jovi. I actually just saw Bon Jovi last year, saw Bon Jovi live, which was insane because it was like seeing a band I had grown up with live, and it was just such an experience to finally sing all those songs live that I spent many car rides singing along to, and yeah, it was just surreal. So a lot of 80s music, but my first musical artist I was obsessed with was Britney Spears. And I will admit that she was my first concert when I was 8 years old. Mom drove me up on a school night, like 3 hours north, to go see her. She was my absolute favorite. I had a lunchbox with her on. I loved Britney Spears. I still do really like that music. I listen to it a lot. Now I'm still a metal fan. My favorite band is actually Slayer. I did just get my tickets to see them on their final tour, and I got the meet and greet, so I'm going to get to meet them and tell them they're my favorite. But I listen to a lot of metal and a lot of 80s music. I listen to a little bit of everything. Okay, next question. My computer shut off on me. Not shut off, but closed. One second here. Let's see. What did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be a vet, like, really badly. I was that kid that watched a lot of Animal Planet and was obsessed with all things animals. I just wanted to be a vet for a long time. Also went through a rough stage, not a rough stage, but a brief stage where I wanted to be a singer. I still really like to sing. I have some formal training in singing, but when I was younger, like when I was a kid, I honestly thought like I could be this like pop star one day, and clearly didn't happen, and that ship sailed, but it was a fun dream. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger? This one's kind of a catch for me because I do. Okay, I do. And I do, and I'm not, this isn't like my opinion, this is what people have told me. I've been told that I resemble Vanessa Hudgens, and I've seen it actually in a lot of photos, and if I was comfortable posting it, I have, just out of curiosity, put like side by side collages of like pictures of me and next pictures of her, and she and I do look very similar. I don't know what it is. It's like the chin jaw shape, and we both have the big, kind of just the really round apples of our cheeks, and just very similar face shape. Our eyes are different. But she and I do, like, in certain pictures of her, I look at her and I'm like, whoa, that's me. So, Vanessa Hudgens, from what I've been told. Okay. Favorite smell? Ooh, okay. This is a hard one. I don't know. There's so many different contexts this could be in. I truly love the smell of cologne, like a really good men's cologne. Honestly, one of my absolute most favorite smells in the world is just a man that smells really good. And I should say, not even necessarily cologne, like, not all men, but I feel like a good portion of men have like a natural body scent that is just so. It's like, it's not BO, obviously, but it's like just this natural, manly, like, I know this sounds so weird. It's like this natural scent, and I don't know how to describe it. I don't know what it is. I have no words for it. But that is honestly one of my favorite smells. Thinking of what else. I tend to like the smell of like sweet, kind of sweet things, like florally things. I really like the smell of roses. I think that's pretty. But yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm not really like a candle burner or anything, so I don't know. How did you find GWA? Kind of by accident. I've liked erotic audio for a while, and it started with me just some nights being really bored and going on YouTube. And you can find some erotic audio on YouTube, but the quality normally isn't great, and it normally doesn't get as dirty because it's YouTube. And from there, I started. There's one specific person that I followed on Patreon, but you know, sometimes you just want more. And I found myself going on Literotica, and I found myself, I think, eventually just googling like male, like erotic male voice or something on Google, and GWA Reddit popped up. And I'm not a Reddit user, so I would have never known to look. But yeah, that's how I found GWA a couple months ago, and I've been kind of sticking around ever since. What's your favorite kind of audio? Oh, this is another hard one. You know, I was gonna say it ranges, but it really doesn't when I think about it. I really like the boyfriend experience audios, which is probably a very typical answer, but I don't like when things sound too pornographic or too forced, and it's just like, if I wanted to listen to that, I would just go watch porn, and I'm obviously not, for a specific reason. That's not what I want to hear. So I like boyfriend audios, as mentioned before on my channel. Pretty much anything that has to do with like female submission, but especially in like I guess in a romantic or like a sweet context. That just tends to be my favorite, tends to be what I like best. What's next? Has GWA taught you anything about yourself? For example, have you discovered an unexpected kink? GWA has taught me that my voice is okay. I'm actually very self-conscious of my voice. I do a little bit, I don't want to say fake, but I do kind of put on a voice for my audios. My voice is naturally kind of suppressed. I don't know if I'd say deep, but kind of suppressed. And I was told when I was a kid that I have a deep voice and that I sound like a boy and I sound like a man. And I just never really got over it. So I'm actually really self-conscious of my voice. So I guess GWA has taught me that my voice is okay. As far as any unexpected kinks, though, I found out that I'm actually a little bit into the whole, like, impregnating and, like, pregnancy kink, which is totally, like, off-brand for me. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just a submissive thing or if it is, like, an affection thing, because it does sometimes come along with being kind of sweet and personal, but I don't know. That's, like, been something that's super unexpected for me. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and go with that. What sort of qualities draw you to your favorite performers? I love a deep voice. I'm just going to say that right there. And I know that's probably, again, a typical answer. I just love deep, like, very natural voices. I don't like it to sound forced. I don't like, no one needs to put on an accent or do anything like that. It's just a very natural tone. And also just the content they record, you know, people that have similar kinks, similar interests, record things that are relatable to me that put me in a kind of in a zone when I listen to them. And there's just a genuine aspect to my favorite performers that I like, and I won't name names because I don't want to hurt feelings, but I definitely have, a top five, though they're not the only people I listen to. I do branch out a little bit. Let's see. Would you ever consider meeting someone from GWA? That's a hard one. I don't know. That's a really tough one, and I think that would be one I would take on a case-by-case basis. my first answer is no, but that's just kind of out of fear. I don't know that that's my final answer. I mean, maybe. If the timing was right and the stars aligned, and I don't know. Maybe that's a tough one to answer, off the bat like that. Let's see. What's else? What's next? If someone were to write a script for you, what would it look like? I kind of said this before. It would have to not be like overly pornographic. Something that's just kind of real and like relatable. Like I did my teacher audio, which was just it wasn't a crazy scenario. Nobody was getting, you know, double fisted and fucking gang banged on at the same time. You know, it just was a very like simple idea, simple concept. I like a lot of the ones that are like, you know, God, I lost my train of thought, but you know, like just something that seems attainable, that doesn't seem too out of the ordinary, but definitely anything that involves dom and sub, with my part being the sub. I have absolutely no interest in being any sort of femdom or female dom. That's just not who I am. Something submissive, just something kind of cute, something kind of sweet, something, I mean, I don't want to get too specific in case anyone is listening and thinking that they would write a script for me, in the case I'd be honored, but just something that kind of falls along those lines of submissive female position, a realistic situation, kind of sweet, kind of cute, anything like that, I would be more than happy to look at and potentially record. And last question is, other than GWA, what is your favorite not safe for work subreddit? I said I'm not a Reddit user. GWA is really the only thing I follow, except for I will admittedly say that I do follow Lady Boaters Gone Wild because I'm a visual person. I like pictures of men. I have nothing to say for myself there. I follow what I follow. But I really don't use Reddit a whole lot. So haven't given myself the chance to find a lot, to look at, I guess. And I will be totally honest. It says bonus moan for us, please. I don't know if I can on spot. I know I do in audios, but it's just different. So, yeah. Go listen to one of my audios and pretend I'm moaning for you. And maybe that'll be just as good. Okay, so that was it. That was this questionnaire that I found, and I hope you guys all enjoyed it and enjoyed listening to it. I enjoyed answering them, and I'm probably going to do more of these in the future, if you guys don't mind hearing non-kinky audios from me every now and then. Hope you enjoyed. Definitely feel free to send me a message, leave a comment, you know, discussion points, whatever. Let's talk. Let's chat it out. So yeah, that's me. It's Kitten Gem. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in my next audio. Bye.